I want you all to just picture this for 1 second. The President of the United States, our Commander-in-Chief, who is currently supposed to be keeping a steady hand during a time of escalating war in the Middle East, is currently riding on Air Force One. He's riding on Air Force One to go to a NATO summit at The Hague, and while riding, he sends out a long Truth Social post attacking AOC as, quote, stupid AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the dumbest people in Congress, he calls her. He then goes on a long rant before he's about to meet other world leaders face to face. Do you think Emmanuel Macron of France is currently ranting on his own platform after escalating a war about someone a third his age? No. How about the leader of Germany? How about the leader of any other country in NATO? Do you think they are currently ranting on their own platform? Is there any platform? No. Donald Trump is uniquely embarrassing. And before we even get to why he's freaking out on AOC, why AOC called for Trump to be impeached, let me just say, this is all a distraction from a few core things that we do not want to get distracted away from. Again, we are going to use this platform to relentlessly put focus, a surgical amount of focus, on the correct issues as they continue to escalate, no matter how much Trump tries to distract us. So before we even talk about his long AOC message, make sure you drop a like. And if you want to subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, you can click the button below. We are rapidly growing a media network that can punch back against MAGA, and you can join. But we can't get distracted from the fact that just last night, Donald Trump tried to coin this, the 12-day war. He claimed the 12-day war is over. I have brought peace to the Middle East. He said that they should be thanking me. He was even aiming for a Nobel Peace Prize. He wanted a prize for peace. Within an hour, the ceasefire, if you even want to call it that, that's a charitable word. It wasn't a ceasefire. It was like Trump's own delusions seeping in to reality because he kept tweeting about it. That was broken. They continued to fight. Three Israelis died. Israel is pissed, and they are now going to strike back. I mean, I don't want to say rightfully so, but when you kill three Israeli civilians, of course Israel is going to strike back. And if Israel kills Iranians, of course they are going to continue to strike back. And it continues to be this escalatory cycle that Trump got us involved in, and he's trying to distract away from that. No matter how much Donald Trump tries to distract away from the fact that he pulled us into this war, that he has lost control of, he never had control of it. But he tried to appear as if he did, and now he's just losing it. He's trying to distract away, and we can't even distract away from the fact that AOC is floating Trump impeachment over Iran strikes. This is where it starts. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Saturday floated the prospect of impeaching President Trump for striking Iran without the explicit authorization from Congress. On our live streams, we have read the War Powers Clause multiple times. I do these live streams with all of you. We do these live streams where we do deep research on what the Constitution says and how Trump is breaking it. If you want to be there for the next one, click on the notification bell below so you don't miss it from the beginning. We'll likely do one later today. This reads, it's a shocking declaration by one of the House Democrats' most high-profile progressives at a time when most in the party are instinctively rejecting the mere mention of impeachment. Considerable intra-party scorn has been heaped on Representatives Shree Thanater of Michigan and Al Green for floating votes on impeaching Trump, and now Trump himself is responding in an insane way. I mean, look at this dude's Truth Social. He just praised Mike Huckabee. He's sending a manic post about peace abroad. Now that we have made peace abroad, we haven't. This is the whole, like, war is peace from 1984. He is inverting reality when three Israelis just died a few hours ago. The question is, do you think Israel will strike back after three of their civilians were killed? The next question is Israel known for striking back in disproportionate ways? Of course they're going to strike back and continue to escalate. Even before I read the AOC post, you can see that he's just kind of melting down, trying to control the narrative this morning. He said third-rate Congressman Thomas Massie of the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, a phenomenal state, keeps talking about how he's going to protect the Constitution. He then talks about China. He says heading to NATO, where at worst, it will be a much calmer period than what I just went through with Israel and Iran. I look forward to seeing all my very good European friends. Last time he was at like a G7 summit, he had to dip early. He then says Iran will never rebuild their nuclear facilities. Israel is not going to attack Iran. Just a total meltdown on Truth Social. And here's the AOC post. Again, it's a distraction, but we'll read through parts of it. Stupid AOC, he says. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the dumbest people in Congress. Why does he put dumbest in quotes? I don't get it. Is now calling for my impeachment, despite the fact that the crooked and corrupt Democrats have already done that twice before. The reason for her rantings is all of the victories that the USA has had under the Trump administration. The Democrats aren't used to winning, so she can't stand on the concept of our country being successful again. Not only did Democrats win in 2020 and in the midterms, but I would say that the JCPOA, the original Iran nuclear deal, that was a win. Trump can sit here and talk about his wins, his fake wins over and over, but the reality is, he pulled us out of the Iran nuclear deal. That directly led to Iran continuing to enrich uranium, which directly led to what we see today. He then just starts to rant about random stuff. When we examine her test scores, we will find out that she is not qualified for office, but nevertheless, far more qualified than Crockett, who is a seriously low IQ individual, or Ilhan Omar, who does nothing but complain about our country. Jesus Christ, is he just going to like name all of the minority women in Congress and try to call them dumb, low IQ? He said, stupid AOC. What did he say about Ilhan? He said, who does nothing but complain, is drenched in crime and poverty, and is rated one of the worst in the world, if it's even rated at all. How dare the mouse tells us how to run the United States. We're just now coming back from the radical left experiment with Sleepy Joe, Kamala, and the auto pen in charge. What an insane. Then he says, the great Palestinian senator, crying Chuck Schumer. Bro, what is this manic meltdown? You are not going to control the narrative away from the fact that while you head to this NATO summit, you are absolutely plunging the world into chaos. You have this bill that can't pass domestically, so you attack Thomas Massie, even though he raises a good point about the debts, and even beyond the debt rising under you, you are trying to remove Medicaid from the most vulnerable populations and reroute that money to the richest of the rich. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you were beefing with Elon Musk publicly on Twitter. You have had a scandal after scandal, like Signalgate with Pete Hegseth. Now you plunged us into a war that you thought was going to end in one day, and it's not. You know, my friend earlier was saying, like, it's all part of the plan. Trump knows what he's doing. He meant for this war to be prolonged. And I was like, bro, really? When Trump pulled us into this, the gamble that he was taking was that it was going to end swiftly right after that, and his gamble failed. It continued, and the 12-day war is now on day 13, while Trump continues to create his own reality saying, we have a peaceful Middle East. It's peace in the Middle East. There's no peace. This is not happening. We want peace, but not. Trump is never going to bring it. I'm going to leave it there. This was a long rant. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. I love all of you. If you made it this far, let me know where you're watching from today and what the weather's like. Man, Chicago and other parts of the Midwest was hot this week. Anyone else have like a uniquely hot temperature this week where they live? It was like 98 degrees while I was walking outside the other day. It was wild. But other than that, love you guys. See you in the next video and peace out.